And I'm Kuki Muhammad Alice. We'll start back from where it says on the Mishnah, kosher name of a mikdash, Shavaloba Medina, in Betchila Kan Vekan Osir, that you're allowed to retie a string on a musical instrument that's in the mikdash in order that you can mekayim the mitzvah of Shira by the Korban. But that's if it's broke and you're fixing it with a knot. But either, according to some, to put it in the chatchila, right? In other words, to replace the string, that's what the Rach learns, or to, if it happened on Shabbos, if it didn't happen on Shabbos, if you did it, if it happened before Shabbos, then you can't replace it. Raminu, Neimaskiner Shinitzika, Loha Yakosher Alonva, says that if you have a string that breaks, you can't tie it with a knot. You can only make a bow. Lokasher, Horabonon, Horabalesher. The Rabbanon who hold that machshire mitzvah are not docha Shabbos, so they hold that what you call that you have to tie it with a bow. And Rabbi Lezer who holds machshire mitzvah docha, you can tie it with a knot. So it says Rabbi Lezer, Dama machshire mitzvah docha sa Shabbos kosher, the Rabbanon damri ein dochin onva. According to Rabbanon who say that machshire mitzvah are not docha Shabbos, you can only put a bow because it's not a malacha. It's only Nisra Rabbanan, and in the mikdash it's mutter. But according to Rabbi Lezer, that machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos, this is a hechsher to the mitzvah of Shira, you're allowed to tie it with a knot. Where it says, Yir Rabbi Lezer, afil lechatzkila nomi. According to Rabbi Lezer, that machshirei mitzvah docha, you could put in the string to begin with. Even if it broke, what's it called on Erev Shabbos? And you could have fixed it before. Still machshiri mitzvah doche. El alokash, Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Bona. Right? The one who holds that you can tie it is Rabbi Yehuda. Because there's no benefit of making a bow, because if Rabbi Yehuda holds a bow is also malacha. So you might as well do it properly. And the Rabbanan will know a bow is only the Rabbanan, and a knot is Doraisa. If you can do it with the Rabbanan, do it with the Rabbanan instead of Doraisa. Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave it to man. Who does Rabbi Yehuda hold like? Right? He holds that you're allowed to tie it, meaning that you're allowed to do an Issa Doraisa. Who does he hold like? Does he hold like Rabbi Lezer? He hold like the Rabbanan. I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer. If Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbanan, if he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer, then how can you do an Issa Doraisa? And if he does hold like Rabbi Lezer, then therefore you're allowed to, what's it called, to tie it. So why does he hold that it's only if it broke on Shabbos, or only not to replace it completely? Both of those should be mutter. El lo kasher, harib shimin harabana. Right? We now have a Tana who holds that machshirei mitzvah doche, but only if you couldn't have done it erev Shabbos. See one second. The Tanya, then Levi shenitzvah lo neimar b'chinar. If you have a Levi whose one of the strings broke on his harp, kosher, you can tie it. Reb Shimon Omer Omva. Reb Shimon says you can only make a bow. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Aki Einam Mashma Sako. If you make a bow, it's not going to be a good what's it called? It's not going to make good sound. El Mishal Shul Mamata B'Korich Mamata. You can replace the string, and you tie it on at one end, and the other end you just wrap it around. Or the opposite. You tie one end on of the new string, put a new string in. But you don't put it in completely. You put it in, one end tied, and one end just wrapped around. Rashi, how does Rabbi Yehuda hold the machshirei mitzvah? Are they docha Shabbos or not? He has to hold like Rabbi Lezer. Otherwise, he would hold you couldn't make an aniv or a kshira, because he holds both of them are asur min haTorah. You can't do yisurei deraisa if you hold like the Rabbanan. The kivan to Rabbi Lezer sfirlei, am I having the chatchila asur? If he holds like Rabbi Lezer, then why, even if it breaks on erev Shabbos, or to replace it completely, why shouldn't it be mutter? Ela horeb shimon, v'hor Rabbanan. Mas nisan Rabbanan de pligi aledu shimon. The Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan, who say that you can tie a knot, who argue on Reb Shimon. The Amri Koshra, the Sfira of the Hukar Belezer, because the Rabbanan of the Nishma, hold like Rabbi Elazar that Machshirei Mitzvah are Doche Shabbos. Bechad, they hold like him in that. The Machshirei Mitzvah Doche. But they only hold that it's Doche Shabbos if you couldn't have done it on Friday. But if you could have done it on Friday, then it's not Doche Shabbos. So they tarnish a nifstik alo name of the Kinura. It's Mashma that it happened on Shabbos. But they argue on Rebbe Elazar, they don't hold the chatchil as mutter. They hold it's only mutter the dievet if it happens on Shabbos. Hilkach b'tchila asa. Umikara ki havim abminim lak Rebbe Yehuda, my time alo shanin hachi. Why don't we answer that? When he says it's like Rebbe Yehuda, the Rebbe Yehuda argues on Rebbe Elazar, he already holds it, it's doche, but only doche if it happened on Friday. Now we're saying the same thing in this Rabbana. Why don't we answer the same way in Rabbi Huda before Rashi is? Mishum to lo shamina behedya to hislay haishvar lemiflug bin hefshaliyasha. Because we never heard Rabbi Huda that anybody that held such an Indian. They hold machshirei mitzvah ar doche, but only if it happened on Shabbos. We don't know of such a time. Ho kamad lo ashkich tana to omar hachi behedya mi boilon stamdem astisa money. As long as we didn't find a Tan that says the Feirish like that, so then we explain the Mishnah either like Rebbe Elazar or totally not like Rebbe Elazar. We didn't have any Tana that holds both. Yes, like Rebbe Elazar, but only the Dievet, only on that happened on Shabbos. Now we have a Brisa that says a Tana like that, so now we can answer. Afi imhoya onvo kosher ena mashmas akol. Rebbe Shimon Elazar says it won't help if you tie it. Or you make a bow, it's going to sound terrible. The hoiluk shira nami av malacha, and since whatever you do is an av malacha, ho adifa tesh tashmiya sakol. In other words, if you're going to tie it with a bow, it's not going to sound good. And if you're going to tie it with a knot, you're going to be over nisa doraisa, and it's still not going to sound good. So you might as well do something else that's an nisa doraisa, and it'll sound good. The tov lan lechalas hashabbos bishul shulo lekayim hashmas kol shir shalavim. So therefore, better put a new string in, minimally, in the least amount that it'll sound good, and be okay with that. Melachal Shabbos b'kshira shi'ab melacha v'lo nekayim v'ashu mitzvah v'lo matzi hasham hako. If you'll tie it, it won't sound good. Better, therefore, instead of tying it and not sounding good, be over an Issa d'oraisa, do an Issa d'oraisa and make it sound good. Put a new one in. Mishal shu mamata v'korach melmala sh'ariyeshi seidos melmala l'mata. There are pegs in the beginning, the top of the harp and the bottom. And the strings go into those pegs. They're wrapped around those pegs. Right? They wind around the peg, and you loosen the peg so the string gets bigger, or you tighten the peg and the string gets tighter. The karchabo. And then when you want to restring it, so you tie it on one side, and then you loosen it until it reaches the other side, and then you wrap it around the other side, tighten it, and now the string is taut. Then it's like it was in the beginning. Then you turn the peg until it's tight. And then it makes a sound. For Rabbanan Adifa L'Mishrei Kshira, the Hamishal Shomami Amalachahu, the Masakin Kli Kilchasa, the Kivin the Dami Lechatchila, Machli for Oshi Nami Lahatar Nimen Bikin or Chadash, Lechatchila, Hilkach Kshira Adifa. But the Rabbanan though hold that it's better to do it with Kshira, even though it won't sound as good, because by Kshira it's clear that it only is mutter because it happened an accident. But if you let him put in a new string, he may decide that you could stop putting new strings on Shabbos when it's not necessary, and therefore make a gzeira. And the Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds you to make such a gzeira. Okay, now the Gemara goes on. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa, the one that says Kshira and the one that says Aniva, go according to Rabbanan. Lo kasha, kan be'emtza, kan menatzar. And the Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Elazar. And what's it called? And they have this gzeira. But it makes a difference whether it broke in the middle or it broke on the end. If it broke on the end, then the Rabbanan hold that you, what's it called, you make a knot. And it broke in the middle, make a knot. Because there we're not afraid that you're going to put a new one in
because it's obvious that it's only because it broke. But if it broke on the top, then if you make a knot, you can't see the knot that well, and it looks like you're putting a new one in. There were gozer. Then you can only make an aniva. Then you can only make a bow. Or both were in the middle. Marsorbergazrin. One holds that we make the gzera, even if it broke in the middle. We're afraid that if it'll break on the top, you'll end up putting in a new string and not tying. And the other one holds no. If it breaks in the middle, it's clear that that you're not putting in a new string, and you won't come to put in a new string. We don't make such a gzera. Rashi. That machshirin that were not possible to do erev Shabbos or doche, and therefore if it broke on Shabbos, you can fix it. When does it say you're allowed to make a knot if the string broke in the middle? There, if you make a bow, it won't make a good sound. It's in the middle. It broke on the top. There, a bow will be sufficient. It'll sound good. The shagi lebaniva is enough to make a bow, not because of the gzera. Because if it broke on the top, a bow will be sufficient to make it sound good. It'll be because the knot is not right in the middle of the harp. The boy say mahava abemtza harav shimon v'harabonim. Uprisa tani lohaya kosher midoraisa shari. The svarli rav shimon machshirin the mitzvah dochet. Heichet lo efshelu meesma. Mishum gzera with the gosher emtza atu minatzad. Now we're going back to Rav Shimon Losser. The Rabbanan hold that we make a gzeru. That we're afraid that if we let him tie it, he'll come to put a new string in. Therefore, you have to do it with a shinoi, but not because it's usher to do with the malacha. Because of the gzera, because we're afraid you'll put in a new one. And that for sure is not necessary. Or you'll do it even if it breaks Erev Shabbos. Okay. And the first one, though, the first Iboy Yisema is not because of the gzera. First Iboy Yisema is because a bow won't be sufficient in the middle, but it will be sufficient on the top. Okay. But Chotchen Yabelis B'Mikdash Avalov Medina. A Kohen has a wart. Oh, it's really machlokas here. Some say it's a Kohen, and some say it's an animal. Rashi seems to learn it's a Kohen. Rashi seems to learn. Right, it's the animal. The Tomid has a wart on it, which is a mum. So Shilas, can you take off the mum to make the carbon, fit? And others hold that it's a Kohen who has a wart. It's a mum by a Kohen too. And he wants to take it off so he can do the avodah. Chotchen Yabelis B'Mikdash Avalov Medina. You can cut off a wart in the Mikdash, but not in the Medina. And this Medina is also machlokas. Medina has many meanings. The gabe shofar on Shabbos, token or lulav, right? The Medina, the Mikdash are you noflin below the Medina. So there's a famous machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi learns Medina includes Yerushalayim, and Mikdash is just the Mikdash. And the Rambam learns that Mikdash includes Yerushalayim, and Medina is anything outside Yerushalayim. Here, Mikdash and Medina, there's a different machlokas. Everybody holds Yerushalayim is Medina lagabi this halacha. The things you're allowed to do, shvusim, are only in the Mikdash, not Yerushalayim. That's clear. Here, everybody agrees Medina doesn't include Yerushalayim. The question is, does it include anything but mamish in the Beis HaMikdash itself, or how about Harabayas? Does it include Harabayas or only inside the Mikdash? So some hold it's only inside the Mikdash, and others hold, Pirush HaMishnayos, I think of the Rambam, says even Harabayas is enough. Who says it? It's not there. Yeah, the Shara Melech holds that Harabayas is included, and the Merkavas HaMishnah holds that Harabayas is not included. It's only the Mikdash Mamish. Therefore, this halacha that shvusim are mutter. In the kli, that's because cutting the yavelas with your hands is only the rabbanan, because it's lo kederek. But But if you do it with a kli, you cut it off with a knife, then both in the mikdash and outside the mikdash it's asher, because then it's inside the rice. For aminu, Rashi, abeles varua, it's a wart. The humum latamid shadochas haShabbos. Carbon atomid is docha Shabbos, and this mum prevents you from bringing the carbon. Kedoshiv ocharu so yabelis. And Rashi now explains yabelis in the pasuk. Yabelis the kro karin yabelis she'ain shem dover elakamo she'ain shom dover elakamo chigeres dumya the shover. Over there, it's talking about the animal, not about the mum. A yabelis is an animal with a wart, just like a what's it called, iveris, or whatever's a blind animal. Lokshiv shever, the iveris nami lokshiv ivorom, and the yabelis, the masnisen, who shamed over shlamum. But in the Mishnah, Rashi says, it's not going on the animal, it's going on the mum. You can't cut the animal, right? But it wouldn't make sense. Chotkin is a yabelis. Chotkin is a yabelis, and you cut off the wart. But in the Torah, yabelis means an animal with a wart. Chokin yabelis biyakob, with your hand. In the chli kan bekan osir, the apagad the chiyovid nomi biyad. Nisakinu, even though when you do it with your hand, what's the isser? The isser is gozes. Right? You're taking off, like hair and nails and something that's an appendage to the skin that you want off. The havi lecho take me bali chayim. The havi told of the gozes. It's masha from Rashi that the isser is making the skin nicer, misaki, not taking off the thing. Because they ask, lechora, every gozes is melacha shen tzirich legufa. Because you don't want the thing you're taking off, the nails, the hair. You want your body nice. The only kind of gozes that be chayiv is if you take off wool, and you want the wool. But if you cut your nails, you cut your hair, you don't want the hair, you don't want the nails. You don't want the wart. You want the wart off. So lechora is melacha shen tzirich legufa. But there's a machlokas rishonim, whether gozes is a malacha shein tzirich leguf or not, depends what the malacha is. If the malacha is getting the wool, then it's a malacha shein tzirich legufa. But if the malacha is fixing up the animal, every once in a while you have to shear an animal, even if you don't want the wool, because it's just not good for the animal to have this growth, just like you have to cut your hair. So then the malacha is the fixing up. Rashi's mashma, mesakinu. It's a tikkun for the person. And it's a told of gozes. A people achi kiven de la achar yad ko avid she ain kein derech lechotcha ela besakin ain kan elishmos. If you do it by hand, shlo kederech, it's only a drabonim. The in bichli kan vekan osur di ad malacha havi ho aveinu mishana mi kamu shosim bichol. If you do it with a kli, that's a normal way to do it, therefore you're chayv. And therefore you can't even do it in the mikdash. Shmur says, but aminu, why can't you do it in the mikdash? Why can't you take away a mum from an animal and use it for the carbon atomic? Well, Raminu, her kevo v'havoso michutz l'tchum, the chatichas yabelto ain dochen. Right? The Tanakhama holds that bringing an animal from Rishus HaRabim, or bringing it chutz l'tchum, or cutting off its wart, is not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer omer dochen. Rabbi Lezer says that it is dochen. Rashi, or Kevo, but Pesach, above Shabbos. Talking about Korban Pesach that you're bringing on Shabbos. Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. Or Kevo, Akseif, or Bishus HaRabim. To carry it in Bishus HaRabim. Or Lavir Michutz L'Tchom. Or to bring it from outside the Tchom. The Chatichas Yabelto, Ein Tochen. So Kash Estam Astam. Here it says it's Mutter for the Korban Atomit, to cut off a wart. And here it says it's Asher. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Hanina answered this theory. Chad omar hava hava lecha, the lokasha, kan biyad, kan bikli. Right? Both of them are talking about a fresh wart, not dried out, and therefore it's considered like it's connected to the skin. And if you cut it off, it's asher, but it depends how you cut it off. If you cut it off by hand, it's only the rabbana. That's what our Mishnah says is mutter. If you cut it off with a kli, it's the oraisa. That's what the braisa says, and it's awesome. The chad omar, and the other one said, hava habiyad. Both are talking, we did it by hand. The lokasha, habalecha habiyadesh. If it's dry, then by hand there's two shinuyim. One is it's a shinui, second of all it's dry and it's completely not doma to a malacha. That's shvus de ramatim. But if it's moist, where if you cut it with a kli, itaka would be an issa deraisa, there, even in the mikdash, there were goes of this shvus because it's a shvus gadol. That's what Tosa says. Right? Hachi asrinim be kli the shvus gadol. If you do it with a kli, it's still asr because what's it called? Right. Both are talking about kli. One second. Right. Hava habiyad v'lo kashi. Hava lecho, hava yavesh. Uman v'yomer hava yad, hava kli. The one who said that the difference is whether it's yad or kli. Right. My time alo omer hava lecho, hava yavesh. Why didn't you say the other way? Why didn't you say one's talking where it was moist and one's talking where it was dried out? Omer lecho yavesh, afilo b'kli, no mishori. He says, no, if it will be dried out, you could even do it with a kli. That's no malach at all. If it's dried out, it's ready to fall off, it's not considered gozes. My tamei fruchei farcha. It's crumbled already. It's totally dried out. It's going to just crumble off.
But it's still a mum.
It's still a mum, yeah. But it has to be taken off right. The one who holds that the difference is whether it's moist or dry, my time below Amr Habi Abakli, why do you say the difference is Yad and Kui? One we have to make a Shvus and one Deraisa. So why do you say the case of Lecha and Yavesha? Why do you say the case of Yad and Kui? Amr Lecha Bechli, Chatznanim Bechli, Kan Vekan Osir. Right? Lamaisa, if it's a Kui, Kui is Osir everywhere. So it wouldn't be Mutter in the Mikdash either. The Ida, Chadik Tani Hasim, Mishum Tegaboy, Fluvier, Blessed Rabbana. Right, the reason it's said in the Mishnah in Bechli is to make a difference between Rabbanan and Rabbanan. Right? And the Mice is talking only there where it's the Raisa, not where it's the Rabbanan. We're talking about where it's the Rabbanan. And with the Rabbanan, if it's dried, the Bechli, it's only the Rabbanan. Rashi, the Chaticha Shiabelto, ain't talking, Kashi Stamastama, Habit Psochim Bechli. In the Mishnah in Psochim, it says you can't do it, it's talking about the Bechli. And the Tana of the Mishnah also says the kli is also. Rabbi Lezer, I feel the kli short. But according to Rabbi Lezer, even with the kli is mutter. The Sforalei Machshirei Mitzvah Tochen Shabbos. Kigom Malach Shef Shal Asosim Bal Yom. Kigom Bikur Hamum Machshirei Korban Hu. Va Korban Doch HaShabbos Uva Machshirin Pligi. They're arguing about Machshirin that were Ef Shal Asosim Nibal Yom. Rabbi Lezer holds it still mutter and the Tana Kama holds it also. Even though the Mishnah is talking by a dried out one, with a kli is asr. Why? Mishum de mesakin la. The Indian malacha called it. Right? And the Mishnah is talking about a dry one, and therefore it's mutter, but with a kli it's asr. And Tosha says it's still only asr with the Rabbanan, but it's a real big shvus. And that's asr even in the Mikdash. Omer lecha bechli, lama li lashmina b'psachin da'asr, ha'kvar shamina l'hachas. V'lama li l'tana l'stami b'trei duchte. Why does the Tana in psachim, say that it's asr? With the kli, we already know whether the kli it's asr from this Mishnah. Tell me a bigger chiddush, the difference between dry and wet, and moist, and fresh. The idach v'hachi ha'ber tanya ha'asam, mishum pluksa v'belezer. Dashmina d'afilu b'kli, shori. Right? The reason it said it twice is to tell me over here that what's it called, that Rebbe Lezer holds, and the wife say over there by Pesachim, to tell me that Rebbe Lezer holds that it's mutter even what's it called the Kli. The Idach Lahachi Lo Makminan Lahid Pesachim. The Idach Dumya Deher Kevo Vahvasa Michutz L'Tchum Ketani. The other one holds no. It has to be talking about a thing that's only the Rabbanan. Because Herkevo, Herkevo and Avos Mechutz L'Tchom, what's it called, is only the Rabbanan. Right. The Idach, the other one who holds is talking by a Doraisa. It's talking by what's it called, with a Kli, so it's Doraisa. Right. Herkevo, look, Rav Nosson. There Herkevo is also Doraisa. Rav Nosson holds Mechayin Osias Atzmo. So carrying an animal is only the Rabbanan. But if you don't hold it with Nosan, then it's the Raisa. The same thing Chutz L'Tchum. The Omer Chayin Osias Atzmo. Havasa Mechutz Atchum Rabbi Akiva. The Omer Tchumim, the Raisa. And the Havasa Mechutz Atchum goes like Rabbi Akiva, who holds a Tchumim is the Raisa. So both Harkavasa and Havasa Mechutz Atchum are Suri the Raisa. Therefore, it can be similar cutting off the Abelet where it be an Issa the Raisa. Rashi. The Idach Lahachi. Why didn't he say it's talking over there by something that's fresh and with a kli? Because then it's an issur d'oraisa. Over there it's talking about shvusim, because it's talking about what's it called, carrying a living thing in rishus harabim. It's only the rabbanim. Chutz l'tchum is only the rabbanim. Dumya derkeva, the mitzvah element of the rabbanim, the chay nosei atzma. Carrying it with Shus Arab is only the Rabbanim, because Chai knows the Asatma. Utchum in Nami the Rabbanim, and Bichutz Utchum is also the Rabbanim. So therefore, he set it up where it's talking with Nadakli, because then it's only the Rabbanim. Even the Rabbanims aren't Tolcha, since you could have done it yesterday, according to the Tanakhama. So he set up the Mishnah talking about the Rabbanims, not the Raisas. The Ida, and the one who says is talking, the Yabakli. That's the Raisa. What is he going to do with the fact that the other two are the Rabbanan? He holds that carrying it Meshus HaRabim is the Raisa. And the same thing Mechutz HaTchum. The Lo Sforele Lahai Tanam B'Psachim Krip Nasan Domer B'Shev HaShav Z'Perek HaMatzniya Chai Nosi HaTzachmo. That Tanah in Psachim doesn't hold like Krip Nasan, who in Meshev HaShav holds that if you carry a living thing, it's only also with the Rabbanan. He holds it's the Raisa. Ubitchumim sover like Rabbi Akiva. Domer sechas sota, perakishem, shamayim bokim, tchumim deraisa. In sota, Rabbi Akiva holds that tchumim is deraisa. Okay. Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Yosef asks a question this. Omer Rabbi Lezer, kal v'chomer. Rabbi Lezer said, I'll bring you a raya that even things that you could have done Erev Shabbos, the machshirim are doche. Kal v'chomer. If shchita, which is a malacha d'oraisa, is docha Shabbos, elu shemishum shvus and udin shichos haShabbos, these carrying it mishus harabim and bringing it mechutz l'tchum and cutting its yadeles, which are only the rabbanan, surely should be mutter. What do you see? That Rabbi Lezer, the Brisa says clearly that's only the rabbanan. So if it be with a kli, should be d'oraisa. El Omer of Yosef HaVabiyad. You have to say they're both talking with by hand. They're only the Rabbanan, because it's Kalachayad. Who shvus mikdash b'mikdash hitiru, shvus the mikdash medina lo hitiru. By Pesach, right, you're not doing it in the mikdash. You're doing it outside. Everybody had their own korban Pesach, and they checked it for mumin. Now you want to cut off the ward home in Rishalai before you come to the mikdash to be makrid it. A shvus of that's nogea to the mikdash, but it's not being done in the mikdash, right? That's the machlokas. Everybody holds it, if it will be in the mikdash, like korban atomid, you don't bring the tomid to your house. It's all done in the mikdash. There they weren't going to shvus. But a shvus that's being done outside the mikdash, even if it's for the purpose of the mikdash, that's a machlokas, whether there were goes or shvusim over there or not.
In
that's machlokas, what?
In the Harabais, according to the one that says that.
Yeah, whatever, wherever it's outside, right. Even Harabais would be awesome. Chosh, chosh, can you shalai? The Korban Pesach, you checked it in your house.
Yeah, but according to the one that says Harabais is Medine,
right?
Does not work out, no.
No, because who said that they checked the Korban Pesach in Harabais? They checked in their house, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if they find in the house, of they can bring it to the Harabais.
Well, they can bring it to the Mikdash too. According to the other man, there's no difference. Okay, Rashi. Amar of Elazar Kavachon. Hashem Gabi Puksayu Taninimba. Over there, what's it called? It's an extension of their machlokas. It says this extension. The Perik Abel Dvarim in Tzachim. Eilam Yishum Shvus, Alma Tanakam Yishum Shvus, Kamu Asaro. The Tanakam says Asar, even though it's only Asar with the Rabbana. So it can't be talking words with a kli, because then it'd be the oraisa. Elam Rabbi Yosef Hava Abiyad. Umiyo Masnisim Biyadeisha Lo Magminala. Still, the Mishnah is not talking by a dried out one, it's talking by a moist one. Dim Kain Afilu Bikli Shori. because if it will be dried out, even a kli would be mutter, because it's still only the rabban. Ela balecho biyad haynu taima d'shari d'shlusu l'nikdash. But if it's moist and it's biyad, there it's more of a shlus and it's only mutter in the mikdash. Shat meeting the karbanos sibur v'nikdash shem of akrin also, because the tamid and karbanos sibur, they checked for mumin in the mikdash. Even though the Korban Pesach is something you're bring in the Mikdash, and it's only a Shvus, when the Sakhna, the Beso, by the Korban Pesach, you're doing this outside the Mikdash, for the sake of the Mikdash. They weren't Matir Shvusim, even with Tzorech HaMikdash, in the Medina. And the other man, the Omer, says, no, they were. I know. And the other, the Mishnah is talking about the Korban Talmid. So you were doing it in the Mikdash. There's no machlokas on this. The one that calls it Lokas about Pesachim is talking where you did it at home. And the one that's in the Mishnah is where you did it in the Mikdash. Okay, let's go on. Yashiv Abaya, the Ka'omer Lahash Mais. Abaya was saying over this memra. And we came to the maskana that a shvus, the mikdash, the medina, is not mutter. It has to be dafka the mikdash. Eishve, Rav Safra Labaya. Rav Safra asked Abaya this question. Are you kori b'sefer al iskofa, then iskagul ha-sefer miyado, golalo hetzlo. Are you reading a sefer? Sefer is like mikdash. It's b'sayin ha-svarim is like kodesh. And they shouldn't have been, they weren't gozer shvusim by b'sayin kodesh. So it's like something in the mikdash, a similar kind of thing that in this case they didn't make a shvus. Baracha the shvus the mikdash medina. Here it's a shvus of kodesh, but you're doing it the medina. So just because it has to do with something kodesh, we see that's not enough to be matir. Because according to Pesach is also kodesh. If it weren't matir shvus, right, for something kodesh, if it's not in the mikdash, so why would they matir shvusin? Lagabe kisvei hakodesh, if it's not in the mikdash. The loga, what's it called? The logas rinam. And you see over here, they weren't gozer. They weren't gozer. So why by the Pesach were they gozer? Or it says, deal enough of us in the suye. They weren't gozer that maybe you'll come and carry it from Yishus Haram, Yishus Hayafit. Or it says, below Okimna, the Skofa Carmelis, the Yishus Haram, the Moveris, the Fonel. The Kivan, the Igdu, the Yodo, Afilu Shvus, Mamileka. Right? No, he said that that's talking not by a Nisadaraisa. It's talking by an only Nisadarabana. Since you're holding it, there's no Shvus Bechlau. Right? The whole thing would be a Gzeru the Gzeru. And therefore, there's no problem. So we see that what's it called? Inachanami. By what's it called? By Kodesh, something where they didn't make a Gzeru by Kodesh, even though you're doing it in the Medina, was not a, didn't make a Gzeru. The same thing goes with what's it called with the but Korban Pesach would be in the Sidaraisa. And theirs, even though it's Kodesh, and normally they didn't make a Xerah by Kodesh, if you're not doing it in the Mikdash, there goes it. Eisvet, Meshav Shlunis HaPesach, L'tanur Im Chashecha. Right? The, right, okay. You're allowed to put the Korban Pesach into the Tanur right before dark. Normally you can't do that. It's a shvus. Because we're afraid you'll come to be mechate b'dichol. Can't put something that wasn't, what's it called, cooked before Shabbos, or roasted before Shabbos, at least minimally, right? Because we're afraid you'll mix, poke the coals. Stoke the coals. The Rochad is shvus in Mikdash Medina. Here the Korban Pesach was roasted, not in the Mikdash, it was roasted somewhere in Yerushalayim. And still, we weren't gozer the regular shvus of roasting something immediately before Shabbos. The goal of logos rin shem yechad to be chavin ishtin. So he didn't have an answer. He also came to Rav Yosef. When he came to Rav Yosef, Omer lei hocha omer li Rav Safra. Rav Safra gave an answer to this. Omer lei my time alo kishani lei b'nei chapur chaburas reason hen. Why don't we answer that just like in the mikdash, the kohanim was reason. So Bnei Chabura of Korban Pesach is reason. Abaya says no, it's still a kasha. Kohanim is reason him amrina. Bnei Chabura is reason him lo amrina. Kohanim are always reason, but the Bnei Chabura is regular people. Just because they're dealing with Pesach doesn't necessarily make them freezing. Rava Omer Rabbelezer, Rabbelezer. Rava says it goes according to Rabbelezer. This case over here of Mishaus and Tateta. Rolls Domer Mashiri Mitzvah and Shabbos. Even the story of the Reiser Doche. Koch didn't choose him or not. But that's because the Korban Pesach is a mitzvah. Zoche Shabbos, it's machshirin, are also Zoche Shabbos. But in Umodur, Rebelezer, the Kamer, the Ekshel, is Shnuya Nashnimat. And even Rebelezer holds that if you can do it with a Shinoi, you do it as much as you can with a Shinoi. Rashi. Ha'okimna. Lahash Meisir of Yosef. Golo Etzlo. The Kivan. The Igudo, the Yodo, I forgot the Ikashvus, Dilma Nafu Kulavushus Arabin, Vosis Suri Sefer, Nomi Shvus the Mikdash currently. The Sefer is called Shvus the Mikdash, Shari Kodeshu. And they were, didn't make Sefers by Kodesh. But you see that the fact that it was the Medina doesn't make a difference. We don't only not make Sefers of Kodesh in the Mikdash. Alma Shvus the Tzorech Mikdash, Hutarach Medina. A shvus, that tzorech, something kodesh, is mutter even outside the mikdash. Mar says, oh no, hakim the bereish pirkin biskofa karmelus. The afilu shvus like a mixer. The inami nofel kulei, kimamti l'tok habayis, derech ha'iskofa, ein kanti of chadis, gzeru gzeru. Mishalshul and tzloso, v'hu yitzla mi'atzma. You can put it in, what's it called, right before Shabbos, to make it roast. Okay? By regular meat, you're not allowed to roast it Erev Shabbos unless it became roasted minimally before Shabbos. You see that mutter, what normally would be aser, is mutter for Korban Pesach, even though they're doing it in Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. B'nei Chabura, Hanim Nema'a Pesach Zrizinim, T'chol Ha'oskin B'Kodshim Zrizin, V'Chachonim Hilkach Lomish Me'amachti. B'nei Chabura, that are Osik B'Pesach, are Osik B'Kodshim, there's Zrizin. V'Abaye D'Ishtik, Abaye didn't give this answer, Sover Kohanim Zrizinim Amrina, B'Kama Duchte, T'Kivin Shenichnas La'Voda, B'Yadua Shalom Du Hilkos Kodesh. Abba B'nei Chabura Zrizinim Lo Amrina, Shein B'Chodim Shein Osik Pesach. A Kohen has to be trained to be a Kohen. So he's a Zoris. But people don't have to be trained to make Korban Pesach. Everybody makes Korban Pesach. There are plenty of Amoratsim who make Korban Pesach too. Rav Omar, Hova Habiyad. Kin Amrinan Dibikli, Leklo, Melepsochin, Mishumalacha, Vahava Habalecha, Dibi Avei Shalom Mitzer Bikli, Elamas Nisan Etani Shvus, Dev Shalom Yasmo, Nitche, Nitni Machshiri Mitzvah Rebel Ezri. The public name Allah, Dawud Psochin, Vomer Dochin, Afilu Ab Malacha Mitchin, the Kamayu, the Kosh Kenshvus. Now Rava says, no, we're going to Zetzah in the Mishnah with Kli. Aye, we said, what's it called? That it's only Drabon and Zeratoche? No, it goes according to Rav Elazar. Who holds even Doraisha Zeratoche? The Hadik Torah must listen to the Kli, Asher, Mother Rav Elazar, the Kama, the Ekshel, Shnuyah, Mashnimli. And our Mishnah that says that a Kli is Asher, is because if you can do it biyad, don't do it bikli, even according to Belezer. It's dochem, it's not mutter. And therefore, if you can be shemeshana, you're meshana. The lo mechalin shapsa, the hechad lo efsher, it gong gabi ishnu, tachin afilu amalacha. But if you don't have a scalpel, and there's no way of making a scalpel on Shabbos without doing this to malacha, then you do the malacha. But if you cut off a ward, not with a kli, then what's it called? Then you do it without a kli. But what's it called? But whatever you can be mishana, you mishana. And if it's an issa drabanan, then Rav Elazar holds it's mutter. That's the case of what's it called, the Korban Pesach. Okay.